This episode of Wrestle Radio Australia is powered by Thomas Green Design and Illustration and Wrestle Merch Printing. If you're an Aussie wrestler or promoter and you want great merchandise at an awesome price, get onto Wrestle Merch Printing on Facebook. Until October 15th, you can get 24 one-color print tees made for just $300. That does not include postage, so hit up Wrestle Merch Printing on Facebook. They're a great South Australian brand, and hey, if people like Dowie James, MCW champion Elliot Sexton, and TMDK trust Wrestle Merch Printing, you know you're in good hands. Again, that's Wrestle Merch Printing. Say hi to Tom on Facebook and check him out, folks.
This is FNX.
This is PWA champion Charlie Evans, and you are listening to Wrestle Radio Australia.
This is Jay Hunter from OSW Review.
This is Brian Alvarez, and you are listening to Wrestle Radio Australia.
This is the voice of explosive pro wrestling, me, Dean Olsen.
Hey, this is the king of the mountain, Jeff Jarrett.
This is Robbie Eagles.
This is the loosest bit in Australian wrestling, Adam Brooks.
This is 5 times the world heavyweight champion, the Scrap Daddy himself, Scrap Ryan Adam Pearce, and you are locked in to Wrestle Radio Australia.
Hey, it's Claire English.
Here's where the action is. Here's where the action is.
Welcome to the show. My name is Josh Armour. Thank you very much for downloading Wrestle Radio Australia, brought to you by FNX.network, our friends over at Wrestle Merch Printing and Thomas Green Design and Illustration. Love you guys for supporting the show, as well as a fellow who is helping me to, I guess, kick off the show, and he's going to join me at the end of the podcast, a fellow who is celebrating his birthday today, but the entire network is celebrating FNX-tober. Look out, it is Ryan from FNX, and straight off the bat, it's been a while, we've been meaning to have you on, and we tried this a while back, and then the audio was shit, so we said, bugger it, to hell with it, don't worry about it, we'll do it another day, and a good day to do it, your birthday, and FNX-tober. It's all about cross-promoting all the shows, all the podcasts on FNX.network, and it's very cool that, you know, the website is going strong. We got a lot of content, and but first of all, how you been celebrating your birthday? Working.
That's not have been at work.
Yes. Boo.
So the rest of my night will be the rest of this glass of red wine. I'll be on to edit Slamcast, so you can check that out later on tonight. Then, the rest of the time I've got spare will be chatting to you, Mr. Armour. So I'm very keen to get into it, and love the show. I listen to it every week.
Thanks, man, and thanks for supporting it. Like, for folks who aren't familiar with FNX.network, I don't know how you're not, because I never stop banging on about it, but FNX does a lot to support, you know, shows like ours, Live from the Armory over in the States, which supports American independent pro wrestling, and they've had some awesome guests on there, Bob and Laura. Bunkhouse Bob was actually on our show a while back, so dip on into the feed there and suss that
fantastic
one out.
Fantastic show.
That was an awesome episode, that was, and Live from the Armory, great stuff, and just shows like that, Big Ballers podcast, you know, people that are passionate about you know, whatever it is, and getting that out there to the people, and especially independent wrestling, UWC over in Georgetown, like, just really cool how you guys are on board with, getting it out there that it's not all about WWE. There's great wrestling around the world. It's just a matter of finding it.
you know?
Absolutely, and I'll be seeing some really, really good wrestling this weekend. I believe Key to the City down in Riot City this Saturday night. I cannot wait, mate. After the last show, seeing the talent that's on show down in Adelaide, that was my first choice of anything to do for the weekend, and all the flights are booked. I'm ready and raring, mate.
Now, that is dedication right there. Down from New South Wales to CRC Dub. All you Adelaide folk, you've got no bloody excuse now. Get your ass to Key to the City this Saturday night. It's going to be unreal. And just announced, Green Dragon Mick Moretti will be in the four-way Key to the City ladder match along with Brad Smythe and Dean... Nick Armstrong and Dean Brady. I wouldn't be surprised, though, if Brad Smythe is announced as the fourth man. I don't know. I've just got a good feeling that, I think he's earned it. You know, he's really earned that shot. He's got experience in ladder matches, so you never know.
It'd be a great fit for that match, and that one will be possibly a show stealer, let's face it. Mick Moretti is a great talent. I've seen him back when he was training in AWF, and I've only heard better and better things about him. He's wrestled all over the country, and he's a talent to watch, and I'm sure other people are watching him, that's for sure.
Totally, and give the folks a bit of a background on how FNX.network started out, you know, and how it sort of came to be. And I mean, the association I know with you guys came about because, you know, you guys sort of heard our show and were like, shit, we want to be a part of this, so we want to help promote it. And at first I was like, who are these guys? I was like, who's FNX, you know? And then we've developed this friendship, this relationship, you know, from there. But tell the folks how it all began.
Yeah, so we've actually got a very infamous show which goes into depth on this, and I actually appeared on the World's Almost Finest podcast when I was over in Indianapolis in January. Minus 30 it was over there when we recorded that podcast. But it goes back in the history of FNX when we started out as one of those forums. Basically, we were just like a web forum. You'd go in there, we'd have general discussion pages, and chat about wrestling and all sorts of stuff like sports and, you know, comic books and similar categories to what we've got now. But obviously the site has developed over the years. But we started out just as users of forums and hanging out and talking about all of the topics we just mentioned. Eventually we just sort of meet. And when I say we, I'm referring to, of course, me, Ryan. I go by Ryden on the site. That is actually a nickname that I used when I was e-fetting. So that's the sort of background that we sort of come from. Together with my brother Kane, we got together and thought, look, you know, we have a good technology skill set. Like, we both work in IT. Kane is extremely good on Photoshop and Cinema 4D and a range of other products. You know, that's how we develop videos and graphics and everything else for the site. And a great web developer. And then myself, you know, I'm willing to just put in the effort to do anything. So I'll produce podcasts, which I've got a music production certificate, so I'm actually certified in this sort of thing. I'm not just a backyard jockey.
So hang on a sec, mate. So you're telling me that all the production I'm doing for Wrestle Radio Australia and Big Ballers podcast, I could have been palming off to you the entire time. I know that he's mentioned briefly before that, like, yeah, I sort of done this and that, but now he really lays it out there. Now he really sort of, after all this time.
Yeah, I'm smart enough to avoid all that workload.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
And I'm trying to develop you as a podcaster. I'm just giving you that experience that you need to you know, blossom into the rose you can be, Josh. Come on.
Thank you, Obi-Wan. Thank you, Obi-Wan. I owe you a great deal of gratitude.
So, but I, as you do, I love doing it. It's a labor of love for sure. I'm doing it on my birthday tonight. I'm recording one and then producing one. So, I love doing Slamcast with Dr. Nick. He's very opinionated. He definitely speaks his mind, and he gets some good attention out of that too. But he was part of the crew which joined FNX quite late on, which was Broadcast Podcast. They decided to leave us for whatever reasons they did. But way back, and going back to the original story, we were just a forum, and then we decided, look, we could run a forum better than the guys who were currently running it. The consensus of the community at the time agreed. A lot of stuff went down, and essentially we developed our own website. We moved a lot of the content over to the new website, and then we sort of went from just a text forum where, you know, people just post what they were thinking or funny comments or a lot of trolling and flame war stuff. And then we sort of hit a point where everyone moved on from forums and that thing to, you know, Facebook and social media and that sort of thing. And we really had to look at ourselves and redevelop ourselves and move towards something else. And our first ever podcast that offered their sort of, I guess, services and skill and work to us was World's Almost Finest. And we got in touch with them, and they, you know, were the first different sort of media that we hosted on the site. We tried writing articles. We tried just linking the best videos that we could find on the internet. None of that really worked. And then once we started getting into podcasts, we really found our niche.
And there's the variety. You've got, you've got WRA, you've got Live from the Armory, Dr. Nick, Slamcast. Then you've got shows like The Asked Show, which is a balls to the wall, uncensored, anything goes show from the States that is on FNX
as
well.
I'm a huge fan.
And Dan and Carl Zeitgeist, which is no more, but it was one of my favorites, an Australian show. I always thought that they were the renegade podcasting Hamish and Andy, you know, where it was just like, it was, you know what I mean? It was that kind of, or Martin Malloy was that kind of thing. We're like, okay, you've got two.
I agree.
You got two guys who, if they were actually on commercial radio, it wouldn't work because it's just the way that they approach things. You got to have that lack of a filter there. And so that was the beauty of the podcast. So I'm going to miss that.
They would be fantastic on like some unfiltered, like, you know, HBO style channel or something like that, where they could just do whatever they wanted. But they were some seriously talented dudes. Like they even the pre-guys videos and that they done, which is fantastic. Like,
they were gold. Yeah. They were absolute gold. Yes. They were like, and there was little running jokes like the shit haircut, you know, and all that sort of thing that just kept running.
The lesbian haircut. Yep.
That's the one. That's the one.
Yeah, yeah. I've been talking to Dan on and off, and I really should go ahead with it. And, but we've been meaning to catch up for a beer, and he's actually working in Sydney now and that sort of thing. So, but great blokes, very talented. I really thought they were going to be some of the people which I've referred to in other podcasts, which I can see people signing up to, you know, a major media company and really making a career out of what their work is putting out. Like, I thought that they were really funny. I thought they had a great following, and they had a great – they just bounced off each other, and I could – I've really seen them with their own show, and I don't think it would have been boring at all. I would have thought it would have been quite successful.
Yeah, nah, Dan and Carl, they were rad, and there's just a good, nice mix of content, not just podcasts, you know, these articles and a lot of tech, you know, a lot of the buzzworthy tech news, you know, that's covered as well. So definitely a geek culture paradise, FNX.network.
Yes, definitely.
And just want to say a big thanks for, first up, for everything you've done for us, for B-Ballers, everybody that's, you know, that's on the site and helping us all out to try and get to more people. That's what it's all about. And it's going to be pretty cool to see you this weekend down here in Adelaide.
Yes.
For Riot City. Hashtag Riot City. Get on it, folks. And if you're in Adelaide, riotcitywrestling.com/tickets is where you can pre-book them, and it is the Latvian Hall in Wayville. So I think we're going to be getting a bit of cooler weather because it's been really hot the last few days, and now it's starting to cool down.
It's been a scorcher.
It's been crazy. I think over there in Sydney as well, I know it's been hitting around the high 30s. Yeah,
it was 39 today in the west. Yeah,
brutal.
So
brutal.
Yeah. Very, very shocking for this time of year. But it'll be way hotter than that down in the Latvian Hall on Saturday night, mate. It'll be red hot, white hot.
Look out. He's in promo mode. I think he wants a gig. Look out.
I really do love the wrestling down there. It's top quality stuff. I try to help out Riot City by, you know, retweeting them and stuff like that to get them out there to more people, because look, we need to really push the scene over here. I mean, the proof is in the talent we've got running over to NXT at the moment. I mean, I have been a longtime fan of NXT. I actually went over and attended FCW shows in Florida over in 2008. So I've been a fan that long of that developmental system and idea and that sort of thing. And you're starting to see the talent come through. The latest WrestleMania was just packed full of NXT talent. And I mean, look at the talent that we're starting to produce for them now. You've got, you know, Emma, you've got Billy Kay, you've got, you know, endless amounts of, you know, women's talent and now male talent with Buddy Murphy, you know, winning tag team titles and that sort of stuff. And if we support our local industry, we're only going to provide more and more and see more success of Aussie wrestlers.
I couldn't have said it better, folks, right there. Thank you very much, Ryan. I'm going to actually have you back right at the end of the show. But after this little promo from FNX, hashtag FNXtober, we're going to be looking at having a couple of guests on from fellow FNX shows this month. So stay tuned for that. But yep, after this one here, I'm back with my interview with Charlie Evans of the Floozies. Yeah.
Woo!
I'll buy my tongue and I won't...
Chew the Defence is the opinionated, entertaining football show with serious debates you're looking for. We have a variety of guests from ex-footballers to journalists, members of parliament to athletes. Every month, former Chelsea, Swansea and Brighton striker Leon Knight weighs in with his opinions on night vision. So tune in on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, ShootTheDefence.com and the FNX Network, and let Stel, John, Mike and Stuffy give you a free football lesson. Follow us on Twitter at Shoot the Defence.
All right, with me at the moment, she is a regular at PWA Australia and Newcastle Pro Wrestling. Also, viewers of Unsocial Jordan Black's YouTube channel, The Vlog Squad. If you're familiar with The Vlog Squad, then you know all about my guest today. It is Charlie Evans, one half of the Floozies. Thanks for doing this again, take two here at WRA.
Thanks for having me again.
Let's see if we can knock this one out of the park. So first up, I guess I'll start with a question that was left by Kyle Eid, and that was who influenced you to be a wrestler and why? And also what really sort of got you into it originally? I know Judgment Day 2015 was an early sort of show of yours that you saw.
Yeah, 2005.
Did I say 2015?
Yeah.
I did say 2015. Okay, yeah, 2005. There we go. Time warp. Wow.
Yep. Yeah, that's when I first saw wrestling. I was just playing at my cousin's house and it scared the life out of me. And I hated wrestling and I refused to watch it for about a year. And then my cousin sent me a DVD of the Royal Rumble 2008 and I just got hooked on it and have not stopped watching it since.
Did the Rumble match itself help? And like, geez, there's all these people in the ring and it's just chaos all at once. Did that sort of help hook you in?
I think it was just the whole show. I don't know. It was just, I had to rewatch it over and over again because it was like the only wrestling I had until they sent me like the Mania of that year. And I don't know. It was just awesome. And it was just exciting, like as a kid to see that.
That's what got me when I was a kid. It was just, it was unlike anything else that was on telly. It was unlike any sport, you know, because there was no such thing as UFC at that time, you know. So it was just like, oh my God, this is awesome, you know. And I couldn't understand people that didn't enjoy it, even just to like check it out. They were just like, oh, that's silly, you know. Yeah, it's just, it's one of those things when you're a kid, if you get into it, it tends to kind of hook you, you know?
Yeah, and, exactly.
And so getting into wrestling and sort of giving it a go, when did that come about? Was it always the sort of thing when you started watching it originally that you thought, one day I want to do this? Or was it just so far-fetched that because they're so larger than life on TV, that you thought, oh, I couldn't possibly do it, like?
Like, when I first started watching it, I was like, no way would I ever do this. I used to have, like, nightmares about it. If I ever somehow got in a match, I would just, like, forfeit straight away because I was too scared of doing it. And then I went to a WWE show when they came out here a few years ago, and I saw the girls come out, and I was like, I could totally do this. So then it was just kind of, like, a process of trying to talk my parents into letting me start and finding a school and, yeah.
Yeah, my mum, she used to watch it and always get suckered in by, you know, things like chair shots and that. She's like, well, how could it possibly be fake if they're hitting each other over the head, you know, with chairs? Like, come on, don't be silly. And so when I told her initially that I was going to give training a go, and of course that was ill-fated, but, you know, she was just like so terrified that I was going to kill myself, you know what I mean, or that somebody was going to kill me. Yeah, like I could understand that as a parent being sort of, oh geez, you know, but it's pretty cool that you sort of ended up doing it, and at the moment, like, it's really cool that you're surrounded by a lot of talented people being so young. That's only going to help you going further on, for people like your Madison Eagles and Shazza and just all those folks, even like Harley Wonderland, you know, who's been around, who's, you know, wrestled a lot down here in RC Dub and whatnot in Adelaide. It's you're pretty lucky at this sort of age to have those people around. It's rad.
Exactly. I'm really lucky to get started with such a good group of people, and they're all really supportive of me and just want the best. And it's like a cool family that we have. So I'm really happy and like safe with who I am with at the moment.
And one half of the Floozies tag team with Jessica Troy, always got the Blue Nation's back, no matter what. There's always, the Floozies are always about, especially the Hoff. And how did that sort of come about as far as you guys being a team? And do you sort of want to keep that going for a while you're learning, or do you want to break off and do your own thing?
Yeah, well, it all started because me and Jess started training around the same time, and we started at Newcastle Pro School, the House of Free Fighting. You can check that out on Facebook. So the trainers there are Adam Hoffman and Jack Bonzo, which they're awesome. And I'm so lucky to have started there because they just pushed me in the right direction. And then Jess and I were planning to go to a PWA show with them, and it just so happened that Hoff was doing this gimmick that it would just work perfectly with me and Jess if we joined him. And we were really lucky to be able to do that. Like, I'm really grateful. It just works really well. I love the whole Floozy thing. It's really fun.
One of the reasons I wanted to sort of have you on the show, because there was a match that I saw with yourself. It was Mitzi Montana, that's right, and Scarlett. And it was just the way that, knowing that you'd only been around for, you know, a little while, like a year or so, and sort of seemed to have a presence in the ring, working the crowd, and at the same time, like, it seemed that wrestling, as far as the physical side of it, it seems like it comes naturally to you. And I know that you were saying you're a bit of a skateboarder. It was always, I guess, the thing of wanting to do something physical like that, whether it was wrestling or X Games. did it just sort of a perfect fit for your personality and that sort of thing as well? Like,
yeah, I think I just like being in front of a crowd and performing. I really enjoy being able to play a character or just like an extension of myself. So I really had fun in that match down in Melbourne, which was like my first interstate show, and like getting to work with different people. Like, I'm used to working with like Shazza and Jess and Wundies. So it was really exciting to work just like different people and Yeah, I really liked that match. It was fun.
Something that you're looking forward to doing is just getting out there, experiencing different things in wrestling?
Yeah, exactly. I really want to travel as much as I can, especially like around Australia and stuff, and work for different companies and work with different girls as well. I'm heading back down to Melbourne this month to work for OCW, so I'm really excited about that. I'm pretty sure I'm going to be wrestling Kellyanne. So I've wrestled her once and it was really fun. She's just getting back from America after that, so she'll have like all this new stuff that should be like fun to learn from. I'm really excited.
She consistently has good matches, and one thing about her is that she really can get the crowd in the palm of her hand, you know, whether she's playing the really bitchy heel or if she is, you know, like the people's champ almost, you know, walking through the crowd and high-fiving everyone. Like, she's really, really got it down to, okay, I can cater to the crowd that I'm working in front of tonight, you know, and I think she sees it as a bit of a challenge, you know. That's just from observing her. So, yeah, if you're getting OCW, Andrew and Andrew and all those guys over there, I know that, yeah, you'll be taken care of as far as the quality of wrestling goes.
Yeah, I'm really excited to work Kellyanne again. Like, especially because she started when she was so young and she's traveled, you know, to Mexico and to Lance's school and now to America. Like, I just have so much to learn from her.
Got a heap of listener questions here, so we're going to actually barrel through them. There is plenty here, and let's just see how we go here, folks, with some of these. We've got some curly ones. First of all, Mr. Comfy, Chris Musgrave. I'm sure he put his nickname there just so I'd call it like that. You are now compared to the Bellas and now called the Aussie Bellas. So who is number one and who is number two? And also, Mason Childs has this on his list. Who is number one? Who's number two as far as the floozies go?
Jessica is number one and I am number two.
And that being because she started training first, so it kind of like,
yeah, it just kind of happened
like Batman,
like that.
Robin.
Yeah, and I was also referred to as floozy other one as well, because we wanted to be fair, we were equal.
The other one. Yes.
Yes, on the other one.
Let's see here. Josh the Axe Shooter, whose podcast is coming up very soon, folks, on the feed here. Why can't John Cena see me?
I don't know.
Why?
Maybe he's not looking hard enough. He's not looking hard enough.
Josh, I know that you're sending him all those fan letters, dude. I know that you've got the wristbands. You got all the coloured shirts. You got the free loop look up in the wardrobe. I know that, brother. But, you know, maybe you might have to make the trek. I mean, that's the thing. Yeah, make the trek or, you know. Yeah, that's the thing.
Exactly.
They book him for a house. They book him for a house show and then he gets hurt or he has to do a movie or something. So it's just that. I know, man. It's tough, but well, what can we do there? Paul Sayers of That Young Podcast, a great show with a lot of New Zealand pro wrestling personalities, and the odd Aussie pops up on there. So check that one out, folks. Of course, someone has to add to ask it. Any socks? And Amy would also like to know the cost of said socks.
Yes, I've changed my mind on this. You can visit my website called prowrestlingsocks.com. And you can buy whatever socks you want. Shazza McKenzie is also featured on this website.
What is this fascination with? I mean, I can understand if Tony Atlas, who is very, let's just say he has a foot fetish, right? I can understand people. I don't get this whole sock thing. I think it's just this. Get your mind out of the gutter, lads. Like, geez.
It's a bit creepy.
Buy a t-shirt. Support the
buy
girl, you know, but don't.
You can cut the t-shirt into a sock if you want.
You can fashion one out, customize it yourself, see, if you need to.
Exactly.
Yes. On the subject of footwear, Ben Gilbert, and I think I'm feeling him here. Will shoes with zippers ever replace laces? My answer is they already have. I think zippers are the way. They are the go. It's just less maintenance. And, yeah, I don't know. I just really like a really nice comfy pair of shoes with zips. But I don't know. What do you reckon?
It's possible. I don't know if it could replace, like, wrestling boots or anything, because zippers can totally be dangerous. But fashion-wise, totally.
Well, we'll see if the House of Gilbert over there in gay Paris if they can work on a few more zipper arrangements. Marcus Robertson, does Anthony Fantano have the best teeth in the game? Now, you're going to have to fill me in here. Who the freaking hell is Anthony Fantano?
I have no idea. But shout out to Marcus.
Shout out to Marcus. Yes, I think he's just a Fantano fan that wants to get him over. Oh, there you go. That's good. Fan of the vlog squad.
He is. He comes to the Nui shows and makes us signs. It's awesome.
Isn't that rad when there's those fans that come to every show and they've always got a different sign or multiple? In the case of Ellie, who comes to all of the RCW shows, like, she's always got sign after sign after sign.
It's really cool. It's really cool.
Massive bag that she brings to the show, and it's just full of signs. It's just like,
oh, that's awesome.
It's like at the library, going through the library cards, you know, and you got to flick through. It's pretty much, yeah, that's the deal going on there. Love those fans. It's
See, Marcus, yeah, you need to do this. Awesome. Bring more signs.
Not enough signs. Not enough signs. Travis Banks. Travis Banks, all the way from New Zealand. New Zealand, I should point out, asks, is Travis Banks your favorite wrestler?
Travis is definitely my favorite wrestler in the whole history of wrestling universe. He's amazing.
And he didn't ask pay me you to say
he didn't
that.
Ask, no, he didn't. I swear. Kind of.
I have trouble believing you there, but yes, the star of the latest episode of the vlog squad. So, yeah, hit that up and check out some Banksy action. And he's, coming back to MCW. I'm pretty sure it's this weekend or next weekend. Whenever the big show is happening, Worlds Collide, that is when, gosh, I had the announcer from, had Andrew Coyne on last week. I should remember, but, yeah, Melbourne City Wrestling, check them out if you want some more Travis Banks this weekend.
You need more Travis Banks in your life.
Take that to the banks. Ah. Take that to the banks. Let me see here. Alrighty, let's go for it. This is the pop quiz here from one Mason Childs, Australian Wolf, up there in AWA Live in Queensland. Let's get into it. I've whittled it down to the top 10. I told you I would, and I have. So let's blaze through this. Number one, are you Floozy 1 or number 2? Ah, we'll see. We've already covered that. Number 2. So question number 2 now. How many X factors do you do per training session? And I'll actually throw a couple of extras in on here. How many Bronco Busters and how many Lou Thez presses?
At least 30 of each, but not Bronco Busters. Okay. People want that too bad. I have to keep them waiting.
Is that because of after the Sean Waltman anus ripping, scenario a while back, that maybe we're just like, maybe we're not going to take that chance now. We're going to leave that alone.
I might like steer clear of it for now. Not too keen on that.
I don't blame you right there. Okay, question number 3. Who is more likable, B-Boy or an actual B?
An actual B, no questions asked.
That's a mega burn right there. Oh, boy. Number 4, when is the mixtape dropping? Yo, yo. When is it dropping?
Extremely soon. As soon as Rufio comes back down, we're going to get this recorded, and Neil needs to come back from America, and then the mixtape is going to be out. You better watch it. Like, it's going to be crazy.
Mantis and B-Boy, good dudes too. Very cool young dudes. Number 5, cool. What's your favourite skateboard trick?
I don't really like tricks. I just like going fast and not falling off. So anything with a big hill and a skateboard, I can do that.
Again, ways at killing yourself. Number 23, downhill on a skateboard at mega speeds.
Downhill the
Daredevil,
on a skateboard.
Charlie Evans.
Wear helmets, kids. Wear your helmets.
Yes. Wear helmets, wear your pads and your protection
exactly.
And stay in school. And that's right, yes. Mouth guard if you have one handy. Question number 6, your favorite Adam Sandler movie? Mine, Happy Gilmore.
Billy Madison, for sure. I love Billy Madison.
Back to school, back to school.
And I'm not a big movie person either, but I love that movie.
That and Happy Gilmore, you can put them up next to each other. They're almost the same movie. It's just one's about golf and one's about going to school.
It's so dumb that it's good.
And that's
it's so dumb it's good.
Samurai Cop, same deal. Samurai Cop is the same thing. It's so bad. It's just amazing. Number seven, who's your favorite WNBA team?
Well, I don't think that's wrestling, so I don't know because I only like wrestling.
Wrestling, Nary Warren. No, I can't even make a... I'm not even out of that acronym. I can't even get a wrestling reference in there properly. So I'm a big fan of Bulleen just because it's a great word. Bulleen. Try saying it, folks. Enjoy yourselves. Have fun. Number eight, what's your favorite Kid Rock song?
Definitely none of them. Zero.
Not even the Jeff Jarrett entrance theme he used in WCW where he used the instrumental and the... And Uncle Cracker even more so. Well, see, that's the thing. He has a history of laying the smackdown on a spouse. So, yeah, I think him and Pamela Anderson had a they had a situation there. Anyway, moving right along onto happier days. Number nine, who makes the best curry? Indians, the Japanese, the Thai, or actually, I'm going to say none of them because my wife just made an awesome chicken curry. So I'm going to say Susanna Armour. But, but what do you reckon? Indians, Japanese, or the Thais?
I don't know. I'm vegetarian, so I don't really eat. I just eat like salad. I don't really eat curry.
But there are like vegetarian.
Oh, no, there are. I should dabble into this.
Yes. All right. Well, next time you're on the show, we'll get a curry update. Curry update. That's going to be a new segment on the show. Curry update.
Sounds great.
Controversial question, and I agree, Mason, it is quite controversial, so stay tuned, and hopefully one day we will have that answer for you. And the final one, number 10, rollerblades or roller skates for the skateboarder?
I can't do things with both my feet. Like, it's very hard. I have to concentrate on, like, two different things. So I'll stick to walking, or if skateboarding is an option, I can skateboard. But I'd rather not fall on my face.
So ice skating would be completely fucking... Well, that's it. Ice skating would be completely out of the question then.
Completely.
Ice
hurts. It's painful.
It does. The one time I went ice skating, I fell straight on my ass and I was just like, all right, I don't know about this. I don't think this is for me. So
I need one of those like kid things that they help push them around.
Sort of like the equivalent of the bumpers on the side of the lane at the bowling alley. Right. You've got to have that rail to hold onto. Yeah. That's it. Well, thank you very much, Australian Wolf, for the questionnaire there. And also, we've got one more here, one more listener question. Thank you for your input, folks. Very much appreciate it. One here from Jonesy, Paul Jones, the man that's keeping it sounding good over there at MCW. It's pretty much his gimmick here. What's your five-year plan?
Oh, okay, five-year plan. Just, you know, traveling around Australia, meeting more people, getting to work with more people, training as much as I can and getting better, and then hopefully going over to Japan and going over to the States and doing like Shimmer and Shine. Especially like with all the girls over there now, it's just been really inspiring. So definitely that's on the list of things to do within 5 years.
Very, very cool. And we got to talk about the PWA Tag Team specialty event that's coming up very, very soon. Let the folks know where it is, what they can expect. Is it a tournament kind of set up here? And also, where they can get tickets.
It's just a show we're putting on called Hashtag Team. It's an all-tag show except for a mask versus mask match between the former B-boy, which is now known as El Honcho Jr., and Mantis. So whoever loses that match gets unmasked, which is very exciting. And then, all the rest of the matches are tag matches, whether they be like six-mans or just a standard tag. It's at Camden Civic Centre on the 16th of October. You can go onto the PWA Facebook page and it will give you all the details there. It's going to be a really good show. And the night after, we have Nui Pro 43, which is our special fourth anniversary show, which we invite all the fans to dress up in Halloween costumes because we'll all be dressed up. It's at Charlestown Bowling Club, on the 17th. So I would definitely pre-order tickets for that. You can buy them through the go onto the Facebook page and it'll link you through there, because we have been selling that venue out and it's going to be a really big show. So definitely come to both of those events. They're going to be amazing. And I'll be there. The vlog will be there. So you'll be able to get on the vlog too.
Good stuff. And yeah, those Newcastle Pro events, that just the crowds have been tremendous lately, you know, topping 400-500 and turning people away. It's the kind of thing that, you know, every indie fed looks at and goes like, fuck, you know, like that's what we want, you know, that's where we all want to be, you know, is to the point where we're turning people away. And what's the difference, I guess, with the crowds compared to Nui Pro compared to PWA, real quick? Like, is there a certain type of atmosphere at one as opposed to the other, apart from there being, you know, a larger crowd? Is there a type of crowd? Is one more kind of rebellious and kind of, you know, they let you know what they want and what they don't like? And
they're relatively the same. Like, there's a lot of regular fans at both, which is awesome. Like, they're there every month without fail. But there's been a lot of new people as well. So obviously the advertising's doing something right, and especially in Nui with all the people coming in. And yeah, no, I think the crowds are very similar, and there's like even some people that will be at PWA and then they'll be at Nui as well, and like vice versa, which is awesome to see. They're just both really good shows, like amazing people working on them, and we put so much effort into both of them, and like they're always really great. So it's rewarding to see so many people enjoying it. And then even more people like telling other people about it, which is awesome too.
And I just got to say, like with the quality of talent as well on all of those shows, you know, a lot of folks that are on the vlog, you know, if you've seen that, folks, then there's folks that are wrestling on Nui Pro shows, they're wrestling on PWA shows, but the one thing they both have in common, both promotions, is they've got people that look the part, people that really go out there and can put on a great show, you know, and I think that's what it's all about. And the folks down here in Adelaide at RC Dub this weekend going to get a chance to see Mick Beretti in action for the first time in the Key to the City ladder match. So we're getting a taste of Nui Pro and PWA down here this weekend. And also Concrete Davidson. It's been about 3 years, I think, since Concrete was last in Riot City, so that's going to be cool. And also, quickly, Concrete and Mick Moretti's good mate Rafael Sanchez both going to be at Wrestle Clash on Friday night, so you can get a good dose of those fellas this weekend in Adelaide, and then of course coming up over at Nui and in PWA. So yeah, check out Nui Pro Wrestling on Facebook and Newcastle Pro Wrestling. Check out PWA Australia as well, and they're all over Twitter as well, and Instagram and all that good stuff. So for you folks in New South Wales, you are well sorted for quality pro wrestling. Get out there and support it, folks. And I tell you what, especially to have that, like I said, that kind of quality, you know, in one state, it's fantastic. And before I let you go, Charlie, get your plugs out the way where people can get in touch with you, where they can ask for socks and all that sort of stuff. All those sort of good social media things. Get them out the way.
So you can find me on Facebook if you just search Charlie Evans. I'm on Twitter at Charlie_Evans1 and Instagram at Charlie_Evans. Charlie does not have an E, by the way. And you can catch me on Unsocial Jordan's Black's vlog basically every week at youtube.com/UnsocialJordan.
Very awesome. And before I let you go, I've actually forgotten a listener question here. At Alex Titan X, and got to say a big shout out to Mr. Titan for his interaction lately. He just wants to know your thoughts on Madison Eagles and being around such a, you know, such an experienced sort of wrestler, her in particular.
Oh yeah, I consider myself so lucky to be able to be trained by Madison Eagles, and I've got the opportunity to wrestle her once at a UWA show, which was amazing, especially after training with her for like a year and finally getting to wrestle her. Yeah, it's an honor to get to learn from her, like especially because she just knows all these little things, especially because I'm such a like a small girl, that will just make me look stronger or bigger or make my ring performance better. And it's just, she just blows my mind with how much she knows and how much she can teach me. It's really exciting to me that I get to learn from her.
She's a brilliant wrestler and, yeah, we could really turn up the character, you know, as well. And I don't know, does she still get the cutlery out, the forks? Does she still...
Oh, yeah. You got to be careful of her.
Oh, God, the female New Jack. Don't cross her path once she busts out the silverware.
Exactly.
All right. Well, we're going to leave it right there so that we don't have technology bailing on us again. But, Charlie, just thank you very much for sitting in on the show. It was really, really cool to have you on. Thank you to everybody that left us listener feedback and questions as well. We very do much appreciate that. And, yeah, hopefully we will have you on again sometime in the future because we need that curry update. We need the curry update.
Indeed. Thank you so much for having me. I really, really enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
Just want to remind you guys about the great work that our sponsor, Thomas Green Design and Illustration, do. Now, if you've seen the new Can't Stop the Axe Josh Shooter hoodies or the new Bestos t-shirt even from Kellyanne and Adam Brooks, Thomas Green Design and Illustration is who's behind them. And even if you run a small business or an organization, if you need a an album cover or t-shirts for your band, hit up Thomas Green. Quality solutions no matter what your project. Even commissioned artworks and websites and things like that, Thomas will be there to wrestle your graphic design needs. So check out his website. It's tgreendesign.com.au, on Facebook at Thomas Green Design and Illustration, or shoot him an email, tgreendesign@hotmail.com, and make sure you mention Wrestle Radio Australia. Tom will slash 10% off of the work that you need done. That's all you got to do, just mention Wrestle Radio Australia. Big thanks, Thomas, for supporting the show and all your work down at RCW, mate. Really appreciate it. Big thanks to Charlie Evans for joining us on the show. All the best with PWA and Nui Pro and OCW. That's Outback Championship Wrestling in Victoria. So if you are a little further down south, folks, you will still be able to see Charlie Evans in 2015. And also, Ryan, thank you very much for jumping in on the show pretty much at the last minute. Very much appreciated. And again, happy birthday, dude. Do you want to get your plugs out of the way where people can reach you and also the latest FNX happenings? Is there any surprises that even I don't know about yet?
Oh, well, we do have a major redevelopment of the website coming up. We don't have a concrete date of when that's going to happen yet, but we are working in the background, let's just say that. So we're looking to address a few issues. We want to automate the site a bit better. We want to give people a bit more front page exposure. And we want to be able to basically deal with the large amount of traffic and content that we're actually putting out there. Our current setup and everything is just not working for us. So stay tuned. You'll definitely notice when it does change. It'll be a completely drastic redesign, but I think one that will work a lot better for everyone and make everyone happy. So you can find us as always at http://fnx.network. fnx.network. No.coms, no dot anything else. It's just dot network. And then you can reach me at FNX Ryden on Twitter. And you can reach us at FNX Network on Twitter as well.
Very, very cool. And you can find us at Wrestle Radio Australia and Wrestle Radio Australia on Facebook. If you did enjoy the show, please do subscribe if you haven't already. If you have, thank you very much. Big props to you. And we'd love a rating and a review as well wherever you found the show. That would be very awesome. Just helps us get out to more listeners and a bit higher up there in the... in the rankings, in the directories, in that sort of thing when it comes to the podcast. So, yep, that would be cool as well. Massive thank you again to Thomas Green, Design and Illustration, and Wrestle Merch Printing. Get onto that very awesome deal they have going. There's a few days left, just over a week to go, so get onto that. Alrighty, massive thank you to Thunderstag for the awesome theme music, WrestleMatch Printing once again for our cover art, Charlie Evans, Ryan from FNX, awesome stuff, bro, FNX.network, that's the place to be, FNXtober is a happening, so get on to it, but most of all, as always, you know I want to thank you for listening until, well, this Saturday night at Key to the City. My name's Josh Armour, and this has been Wrestle Radio Australia. Yeah.
Saints and sinners, lovers and losers, compete and run wild with the hounds of hell. Brothers and sisters, show no mercy, kiss your sons and your daughters goodbye. Been there, done that, heard it all before, chewed up and spit out, we won't take no more. If you wanna live, you're gonna have to fight. Every day's a Friday, every night. Here's where the action is.